You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, we'll learn about a Wisconsin cheese company that calls itself a string cheese pioneer. First, the Marquette University Law School released their latest poll today asking registered voters in Wisconsin about topics ranging from President Trump to the state budget to who voters trust in government. Charles Franklin joins us now. He's professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's start out. This poll has a different political makeup than previous polls. How is it different?
There's been a little bit of a bounce in a Republican direction by about 2 points or so. In this poll, Democrats and Republicans are equally sized, 45% each. Over the last 3 years of all of our polling, that balance has been about 43 for Republicans and about 48 for Democrats. Now, the difference there is inside the margin of error, which is 4.5 points. So this is not necessarily a meaningful change, but it does raise the possibility that after voting for Donald Trump last year, the state could be edging a little bit in a Republican direction. However, the March poll didn't show that shift, so I'm raising the point for people to be aware of it in this particular sample, but we'll also look at it long term to see if the state is changing its political makeup in any meaningful way. But to really know that that's happening, we'll need several more polls all showing this same kind of movement before we're confident that there's a real shift taking place.
Well, that'll certainly be interesting to follow. Healthcare, obviously, been a big issue in the news lately. And when asked what they would like to see Congress do about the Affordable Care Act, 6% favor keeping it as it is, 54% would keep it and improve it, and 27% favor repeal and replace, with 7% wanting repeal and not replacing the law. What do you make of those numbers, especially the 54% that want to keep it but improve it?
This has been a fairly stable distribution of opinion throughout 2016 when we were asking this question, and it's virtually unchanged from our March poll till now, despite the House passing its bill and the Senate just beginning to do theirs as we were in the field. I think what we see is small percentages, 6% for keeping it just as it is, 7% for getting rid of it completely. And then you see in this middle, keep and improve with twice the support as repeal and replace. It means the public is not that thrilled with radical change either direction. But on balance, improving what we have is more attractive than replacing it with something new.
Which is interesting because the mantra in Congress among Republicans is repeal and replace, repeal and replace. Does Wisconsin stand out as different than other states in how they view this?
I think we're not very different. When we see national polls that ask this same kind of question, we get very similar answers to it. What is important both nationally but especially here is that there's a massive partisan difference in opinion. 71% of Republicans, nearly 3 in 4, favor either repeal and replace or completely repeal. So that's a reason for Republicans in the state to listen to their voters and see them calling for some form of repeal. Democrats are just the opposite. There we have an even more massive 91% that want to either keep it or keep it and improve it. And when we look at independents, a big majority, 67%, want to keep Obamacare or improve it. Only 29% want some form of repeal or replace. And so there's this big partisan difference that gives Republicans an incentive to listen to their voters. And after all, they've campaigned on repeal of some kind for nearly 7 years now. But a big split in public opinion on it, and a lot of skepticism about what the replacement might do.
You asked people where they believe the power was in Congress, who was able to make things happen or stop things from happening. And what kind of response did you get when you asked about their knowledge of controlling Congress?
This is one of the questions that Donald Trump has talked a fair bit about lately, saying that it's Democrats who are blocking him from accomplishing things, that they're delaying or obstructing. And actually, a plurality of the public goes along with that. 43% said that Democrats were blocking his efforts. 39% said it was different factions within the Republican Party that was preventing things from going on. So a fairly even balance, but a little more Democrats. And we did have 5% that volunteered on their own without us saying it, that Donald Trump himself was the source of his problems.
And I'm guessing that of that 43% who said that Democratic opposition is preventing President Trump, that was probably not evenly split between Democrats and Republicans.
You know, you just can't ask a question today without finding very large partisan differences. The only question is whether Republicans are going to be in the 60s, 70s, or 80s on one side, and the Democrats 60s, 70s, or 80s on the other side. We do see a little variation on how big the gap is, depending on what the policy or person that we're asking about, but partisan divides are rampant through our data these days, even more so than they were 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
We're talking with Charles Franklin. He's professor of law and public policy at Marquette University, and he's director of the Marquette Law School poll, which released its most recent findings today. Charles, let's move to the state level. You asked respondents about their top priorities for increases in state spending, and what did they say they were willing to pay their taxes towards?
Here we are in the middle of the budget making in the legislature, and it's been 4 months that they've been debating it. So we asked first, what's your top priority for additional spending? 37% picked K-12 education, 25% health care, 23% roads. Everything else, local government, prisons, and the UW system were all in low single digits. But willingness to pay for your top priority, 61% said that they were willing to pay more if it would go to their top priority, 35% not willing. But there's a big difference. Those with K-12 as their top priority, 75% would pay more. Healthcare, 59% would pay more. But when we get to roads, 46% would pay more, but 51% would not, even though they said roads was their top priority.
Well, maybe it's no surprise that transportation budget is such a sticking point right now up in the Capitol. Finally,
absolutely.
Finally, you asked respondents about their trust in government, and people said they trust their state government more than the national government. Did that surprise you at all?
We have seen this before, but it's interesting to see it here in Wisconsin, where we have had our share of party polarization at the state level as well. But at the federal level, a full 76% said they could trust the federal government only some of the time or never. That drops 24 points to 52 who say that about the state. But when we ask about your city or town government, only 34% say they can't trust the city or town. Excuse me. So it's clear that the more local the question, the closer to the voter, the more trusting they are, with the federal government having lost 3 out of 4 voters on this trust issue. But more of an even split for the state and a substantial 64% who say they can trust their local government.
And Charles, as we wrap up, I know I'm curious, and I'm guessing our listeners are too. How do you and the other part of the Marquette Law School poll team decide what to ask? Of course, there are some kind of obvious things like, you know, rating popularity of different leaders. But how do you decide on the other questions?
Well, some of the things are core. We ask approval rating and those sorts of things. During an election, obviously, we ask about the vote. But a lot is driven by what are the current issues. So we're asking about health care right now because it's a pretty prominent issue on the national scene. We're asking about the budget right now because the legislature is not only debating it but seems stuck on it. And we were asking specifically on that transportation question because we've been asking for over 4 years about what to do with the transportation budget, and the public over that whole time, no matter how you ask the question, and we've asked it in a variety of different ways, seems really conflicted between their desire for good roads, but at the same time a real reluctance to accept any of the things that would be necessary to pay for that. And I think that's an important dilemma for government, and it's important to see that the public also participates in that dilemma, just as our political leaders participate in it by not quite knowing how to solve this issue.
Well, Charles, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. He joined us to look at the latest law school poll results, which were released today.